Everything you do takes you closer to or further away from your goals. That's a quote by Craig Ballantyne. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast, episode 467, my 3-minute thought. Today's thought is titled The Perfect Day Formula. Guys, do me a favor. If you love this episode, if it brings you some value, if it brings you some joy, then share it with your family. Share the love. That'd be great. Make sure you also connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave your comments to all the shows in the show notes below. And also connect with me through social media and email. If you like what you're hearing here at The Hidden Why, guys, please do me a favor, subscribe to my newsletter so you can be kept up to date with all that is happening at The Hidden Why. I am working on the launch of my new book, The Ultimate Life Map. So if you'd like to be kept up to date with that, then head on over to theultimatelifemap.com. Guys, enjoy this episode, The Perfect Day Formula. The Perfect Day Formula. Have you ever had a day where everything goes really, really smooth? You get to the end of the day, you're lying in your bed and you just feel awesome. You feel like just everything went well, you were productive, you were effective, and you did everything that you just love. Those are the kind of days that we wish we had more of, right? But the question is, how often do they occur? I remember the past not so long ago when I was stuck in life and every day seemed to be like a major drag. It felt like I was really trying my best. I was really trying as hard as I could. I was challenged, but I was stressed. I thought I was doing everything right, but at the same time, at the back of my mind, I felt like I was going nowhere. It's like pushing that boulder up the hill, only to find at the start of each day, it was at the base again. Every day was like a repeat of the previous day, and a perfect day for me was definitely a rarity. Now, I don't suggest it's easy to go out there and create a perfect day, nor is every day for me now perfect. But I have many more of them now than I ever did. And it feels bloody great. It feels great to have those days where you can wake up, you can be productive, you can go through it smoothly with minimal stress, getting a heck of a lot done and get to the end of the day with that feeling where you're lying in bed, just feeling really proud for yourself. You know, as a swimmer myself, I know that a swimmer cannot force himself to swim faster and break records without first knowing the techniques that chip away at the time. There are certain skills and techniques that help you go that little bit faster, and each of those adds up to making you be able to break your personal records, something that I'm learning right now as I'm trying to challenge myself to beat my personal best at a 1500 meter freestyle sprint. We cannot force a day to be perfect without first knowing what makes a perfect day. This is the question that I'll leave you with, and you have to answer it yourself. What makes a perfect day for you? That will give you the grounds to starting your perfect day formula. If you'd like to know more, guys, let me know. I'm actually about to launch a solo show, which I do every Monday. So listen to that next Monday on my daily routines and schedules. So it'll help you go about creating your perfect day. But the first question you need to ask yourself is, what makes a perfect day for you? Look back to your past. Look back to those days where you just got to the end of it and you felt like it was a perfect day. What made those days perfect? Write down your list about what made those days different from the others, and that will give you an idea of how to go about creating a perfect day formula so that you can use it repetitively to have a kick-ass day every single day. Guys, I hope you got some value from this episode. Let me know what you think. Jump onto thehiddenwhy.com. Leave your comments in the comments fields. Connect with me there through social media and email as well. Guys, until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. I hope you love what you're hearing. If you like this episode, guys, or any of the episodes that you're listening to here at The Hidden Why, please do me a favor by sharing it. You can share it with your families. You can share it with your loved ones. You can do that by using your favorite social media channels, using the icons on the platform that you're listening to The Hidden Why podcast. Also, guys, if you're a fan of the show, please connect with me. Connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. I love to hear from you. I love to converse with the people that listen to this show to find out what they enjoy, what they don't enjoy, and perhaps if they have any questions or feedback for the show as well. You can stay up to date with all that I'm releasing here, guys. I do a solo show every Monday, a 3-minute thought every Thursday. I do 2 interviews a week on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and a book review every Friday. You can stay up to date with all that by subscribing to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. Just enter your email address there, and also subscribing to the podcast on the platform that you choose to listen to your podcasts. You can also support the show, guys, by using the Amazon links at thehiddenwhy.com. So if you like books, you can get all the books that I review there, and anything else really that you like product to purchase through Amazon. So use that link, it helps support the show. And we've also got a deal with Audible, guys. Audible is a fantastic way to listen to all your favorite books. We've got a deal with them so you can get 2 free books when you subscribe to a 30-day free trial. So check that out again at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, that's it from me. You know what to do. Go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.